Do you remember your first communion and confirmation? The excitement, the anticipation, the solemnity. Well, in today's video, we delve into Padre Pio's first communion and confirmation. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, The Perfume of Love by Elena Bergadano. In her book, Elena shares a letter written by Padre Pio to his spiritual director, where he expresses his inner experience from his first communion and confirmation. These insights are truly inspiring, so let's dive right in. At the age of 12, on September 27, 1899, in the Church of St. Anna in his hometown of Pretlcina, Francesco Forgione, later known as Padre Pio, received Jesus in the consecrated host for the first time. On that same memorable day, Monsignor Donato Maria dell'Olio, the secretary to the Archbishop of Benevento, also administered the sacrament of confirmation. It was a day Padre Pio would never forget. Years later, in 1914, Padre Pio, now a priest for 4 years, felt compelled to write down his memories of his first communion and confirmation. The inspiration for this came from a significant event. You see, that year, 450 people from Pretlcina, both young and old, received their first communion and confirmation. This event held great importance for Padre Pio, not only because it involved the souls of the people from his hometown, but also because he himself played a role in preparing them for this sacred occasion. With a heart filled with joy, Padre Pio recounted his first communion and confirmation in a letter to his spiritual director. He wrote, "I have never attended a ceremony as holy as the one in which I was confirmed. My heart cried with consolation during this sacred ceremony, because I remembered what the Most Holy Spirit made me hear on that day when I received the sacrament of confirmation, a most singular and unforgettable day for a lifetime. How many sweet feelings this consoling spirit made me feel on that day. Thinking about that day, I feel myself burning with a lively flame that burns, destroys, and causes no pain." Now, as you may already know, Padre Pio had a remarkable sensitivity to spiritual matters. Therefore, it shouldn't be surprising that he experienced something indescribable on that very special day. However, the Catechism of the Catholic Church helps us grasp the significance of these unique sacraments. It states, "The three sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and holy orders bestow, in addition to grace, a sacramental character or seal by which the Christian shares in Christ's priesthood and is made a member of the Church according to different states and functions. This configuration to Christ and to the Church, brought about by the Holy Spirit, is indelible. It remains forever in the Christian as a positive disposition for grace, a promise and guarantee for divine protection, and as a vocation to divine worship and to the service of the Church. Therefore, these sacraments can never be repeated." So as long as we live, we continue to experience the benefits of these sacraments. Even those who have distanced themselves from God by committing a grave sin can come back through the sacrament of confession, which Padre Pio often emphasized, encouraging believers to confess once a week. But you might be wondering, what's the purpose of confirmation when you have already received baptism? Well, according to the Catechism, confirmation brings an increase and deepening of baptismal grace. It roots us more deeply in the divine filiation, which means adoption or sonship. It unites us more firmly with Christ. It increases the gifts of the Holy Spirit in us. It renders our bond with the church more perfect. It gives us a special strength of the Holy Spirit to spread and defend the faith by word and action as true witnesses of Christ, to confess the name of Christ boldly and never be ashamed of the cross. Now, I vividly recall the day of my confirmation, and I must admit my experience wasn't quite like Padre Pio's. I was too excited about the gifts I would receive, and about going to my favorite restaurant after the ceremony. This is an oversimplification, of course. I do remember having a strong desire to deepen my unity with Jesus and the Church. But I would like to ask you, our dear viewers, do you remember how your first communion and confirmation were? Please share your memories in the comments section below. In conclusion, the Holy Spirit, who on the day of confirmation filled the young Francesco with his gifts, took charge of his soul and continued to shape him according to God's will. Who knows how many times he meditated on this sublime mystery? For Padre Pio, meditating, praying, and contemplating were more than just ordinary activities. They were integral to his being. And Padre Pio's prayers are even more effective now when his union with God is more perfect than when he was alive on earth. That's why I strongly encourage you to seek Padre Pio's intercession and consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. As a member, you will receive a wonderful pocket-sized booklet, just like this one here, containing selected prayers that will help you deepen your relationship with Padre Pio. By becoming a member, you're not merely supporting a YouTube channel. You become a vital part of an apostolate dedicated to spreading the profound teachings and stories of Padre Pio to those who need them most. Your participation can truly make a difference. Sacred Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity." So please click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.